Well, speaking of Sammy Wilson.
I certainly would not accept that we would have travel restrictions between Northern Ireland and GB. There shouldn't be restrictions within our own country. And I think it's impractical as well, because, of course, there is such a lot of vital movement which goes across the stretch of water.
Yeah, the stretch of water was the Irish Sea. Anyway, that was the DUP MP, Sammy Wilson, speaking to Pat earlier this morning, saying travel restrictions between Northern Ireland and GB would be politically unacceptable to him and his colleagues. He said any concerns about the virus travelling across the border were a matter for authorities in the Republic. Well, Henry McKean has visited Belfast today for us, and he's met both sides of the political divide there. Henry, what are people saying?
Yeah, good evening from a snowy Shankill Road. I got to meet Michelle. She's a loyalist. This is what she had to say.
There's a lot of trickery going on, and I think that there's an agenda.
What's the agenda?
For United Ireland. And now that Joe Biden is in America as well, he's all for United Ireland, and he's all for that too. So that's going to be a difficulty as well for us. Like, I know it's real, I know it's not a cover, but I know that they're going to use it for their own agenda. They're going to take that, what's real, and then twist it to their own agenda. I mean, it's done them a favour, really.
And this is the Nationalists?
Yeah.
Why is COVID so political in Northern Ireland?
My side of the divide is just sees it as what it is. It's just COVID. It's like, and we know how to deal with it, but they're turning it political, turning it into, oh, we can use this to do this and this and this.
And you don't think we're just leaving it alone and deal with what's
happening instead of trying to turn it into something different to please them. Yeah, well, we have nothing that we need an agenda for. I mean, we have our country here, so we're happy with that, and we're not needing a United Ireland. So obviously, we're just dealing with the pandemic. That's all it comes down to.
So do you understand where Sammy Wilson is coming from?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
I agree for Sammy Wilson, just making people worse, and I already have depression, and it's 100 times worse even when you do have depression, because it's just like all closed, you're mostly all closed in, and we all the world, you're not even concentrating properly or nothing. And my partner as well, because he can't even see him, so he can't, because he has illness as well, so he's down his mummies.
Yeah, look, difficult for that last woman, Henry, but please tell me the First Lady you spoke to, Michelle, is not indicative of all unionists you spoke to today. There must be others out there who think this isn't a United Ireland conspiracy.
Yes, you're right. They are split on it. And here's some figures. 150,000 people in Northern Ireland have already received a COVID vaccine. That's 10.5% of the adult population. And the figures up here, 17 further deaths today of COVID-19 and 422 more cases of the virus, with 1,747 deaths so far. But yeah, it's thought that up to 50% of the current COVID-19 cases could be related to this new English variant, which is thought to be about 50 to 70% more infectious than the original strain. So a lot of DUP supporters, they don't go along with Sammy Wilson on this. They think he's got it wrong, and they actually welcome a border in the Irish Sea. They disagree with him taking this United Kingdom approach.
So he's spreading it, bringing it in here again. He's right, I think he's wrong.
You hate to say it, but it does make more common sense keeping the island of Ireland secure. I would be loyalist.
You would be loyalist, but you wouldn't agree with Sammy Wilson on this.
I understand the point of view, but my personal view is, I mean, we really do need to keep a lid on the COVID. And the common sense way of doing it, in my opinion, would be to keep the island of Ireland. But certainly within the area, you hear stories, yeah, it has been affected.
Like, you're wearing a mask.
Maybe not.
So many people
aren't. Well, maybe not at first, but I would say so now. The realisation is there of just how serious it is. But again, politics, unfortunately, well, the orange and green comes into it, unfortunately, where some things have to supersede that.
COVID's more important. So they should be stop the spread of COVID, not for any other reason.
Well, I think flights should be stopped, as England seem to be getting it worse than we are here, so people are bringing it over.
I just don't think it's right, mate.
know, at the minute, the way things are happening, the Brexit thing and all the other thing, you know what I mean? It's just the way it's working out.
Henry, when people look at this and the All-Ireland approach and the calculation they make is, you know, how do you convince the DUP to go for an All-Ireland approach, and it's difficult. We heard Sammy Wilson there. I suppose that the way of asking that question another way is, are there more Michelles in the DUP or supporting the DUP, or are there more of those gentlemen you spoke to?
I would say the DUP, yeah, definitely. They're not actually representing their people, speaking to the people I've met anyway. And to use that Northern Irish phrase, and I'm going to try and do a Northern Irish accent, I'm not very good, God. But whataboutery, you know, they do, and it has become an orange-green thing. And I did get to meet the nationalist side. They have a completely different view. And all of them that I met anyway said that they were willing to work with British Army medics, because we understand up to 100 British Army medics will be helping the COVID fight here in Northern Ireland, which is a really, I suppose, different approach. Here are nationalists.
So we're one island, so whatever's going to affect up here is going to affect down there, because we're on, it's not as if you can get away from it.
Basically, I don't think anybody should be travelling at the minute. I think everybody should be staying in their own country. I think the only people that should be on flights at the minute is people working maybe within the different health services, and people with essential travel for medical reasons.
And is this about politics, or is it about fighting the disease?
I think it should be about fighting disease, about keeping it controlled within your areas and stuff. I think that everybody should be staying at home to protect the National Health Service, and if you don't need to travel, you shouldn't be travelling.
Just a total lockdown just for the next lot of weeks to see, can we get the R number down to get back to some type of normality, close all the borders, just for a while.
Including the one between the north and the south?
Absolutely. All flights should be suspended just for this period of time. Maybe if it had been done back then, we wouldn't be in the situation as we are now.
It shouldn't be a border. It's all Ireland. We're living in Ireland.
So what about the border between Great Britain and Northern Ireland to bring down COVID numbers? Should those flights continue? Should those ferries continue?
It should be tested on the way in.
Tested on the way in?
Yeah.
And how do you think Northern Ireland is handling COVID?
Very bad.
Okay, how about Northern Ireland, Henry, that last person you spoke to talking about them dealing with it very poorly? You gave us some of the figures. Run through them again. How are they managing things?
Yeah, so 150,000 people here have received a COVID vaccine, 10.5% of the adult population. And those figures, again, from the Northern Ireland Department of Health, 17 further deaths today and 422 more cases. And they've had 1,747 deaths. And when we take their travel from Great Britain, Republic of Ireland, Isle of Man, and that common travel area, their advice is very similar to our advice. They say if you're arriving into Northern Ireland from within the common travel area and you plan to remain here for at least 24 hours, you must self-isolate upon arrival for 10 days in the same way as international arrivals. So 4 days less than what we're saying. But at the same time, you know, it's still quite grey. We know that ourselves. I know myself. I drove up here. I wasn't stopped either. Side of the border. I did come across some PSNI and I just said hello, officer, just randomly in the streets. You know, you could say very grey, and people can travel back and forth. I got to meet a retired nurse, and her daughter is actually working up here in the NHS. Here is Pauline. This is what she had to say.
Yes, definitely should be closed. Should have done it a long time ago.
We're here in Belfast at the moment, and I was just in a shop, and not everyone is wearing masks. Not everyone is social distancing. How come that message hasn't got through?
I don't understand. I really don't. I mean, my daughter's a nurse in the hospital. She's witnessed all this firsthand. But her relative just been discharged. She was at death's door, a mother of five children. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with people. I don't know whether, maybe they just don't listen to the news or whatever. They don't, or they just don't care.
British Army medics helping, do you welcome that?
Every little helps. This is a different situation here now, you know. I mean, people's lives are really on the line. It's very difficult. It's a difficult decision, I suppose, for to make, but if you need help, it's there for the asking, you know.
You would like to see planes between perhaps England and Belfast, Wales, and perhaps Glasgow and Belfast closed?
Yeah, New Zealand did it. New Zealand did it, and they're COVID-free. I mean, we're on an island here, you know, if we all work together, you know, the whole 32 counties all work together, I mean, it would eradicate it very quickly, I think, you know.
And what about the border? For example, I drove from Dublin and wasn't stopped once by either the PSNI or the Gardaí. Should there be some sort of checkpoint at the border?
I don't know. I mean, people's livelihoods, again, are affected because there's people work north of the border, work south of the border. So it's difficult, I think, and it's a unique situation here. And
so the border should be in the Irish Sea?
Yeah.
Henry McKean there in Belfast speaking to people reacting to the DUP's Sammy Wilson, who this morning on the Pat Kenny show said no how, no way to an all-island approach to battling COVID-19. What's remarkable, the most remarkable thing that we heard there is that Henry drove from Dublin to Belfast and wasn't stopped by the Gardaí. The guards running around finding people for going for a walk on the beach, and he drives from one country to another country, and you might not like that that's the political reality, but it is, and he drove from one country to another and nobody stopped to ask him where he was going. Listen, Henry, thanks a million